This year, this election, it's funny I have to say this year. It seems like every year we're having either an election or a by-election. But it's amazing to me this election how few tangible topics are coming up. That having been said, I know that's one of the things that you guys are putting forward are these tangible topics. Are you hoping that catches on?
Well, I think it is. I mean, in fact, I've long believed, and this, the party's long believed, that the parties never really pick the issues. The public picks the issues, and the parties follow suit by putting forward an analysis and a good reasoned proposal. We then put it to the people, and the people decide what's right. I think in Ontario right now, we're the only ones actually coming forth with detailed proposals with respect to balancing the budget. And that's, I think, why we're getting such a good response, especially in places like London.
I met Al Gretzky last year. I met yourself last year, and I was amazed with, and I mean this as a compliment, so please take it that way, I was amazed with how folksy you guys are. Is that intentional, or is that just who you guys are?
Well, I think I'm a lawyer, so you could say in that sense I'm ivory tower, but at the same time, I'm a father. I take my son to soccer games. Al, he's, everyone knows his association with hockey. We're everyday people, but we bring, some expertise to the table. We also bring friendliness and community spirit to the table, and I think that's necessary in a politician. It can't be all about the brains. It has to be about the people.
We're speaking with Paul McKeever. Paul McKeever is the leader of the Freedom Party of Ontario. He's also running in London North. What are the issues? You mentioned that it's the public that runs the issues, and you just mirror those. What are the issues that you're hearing that aren't getting enough media attention?
Well, broadly speaking, the issue is trust. I think we've had so many scandals over the last several years, over the McGuinty Wynn reign, from Orange to the gas plants to you name it. Not to mention the fact that they haven't been running balanced budgets. People are just losing faith in politicians. They're losing faith in Queen's Park. I think that's a dangerous game. If politicians can't repair that relationship with their constituents, that's a problem. And the way you do that is by making credible proposals. You don't propose a million jobs plan or a trillion jobs plan that everyone kind of giggles at and knows it's just made up for election time. You don't propose a light rail system from Toronto to southwestern Ontario because everyone knows it's just election time and it'll never really happen. That hurts the credibility not only of the parties who propose those things, but of politicians in general. And I think we need to be repairing that. And the way you do that is by doing what we're trying to do for this election, and that is to put forward a credible, detailed plan that anybody can test by reading it and looking at the actual hard numbers. These aren't hard things to do. Some politicians don't like to do them, and Freedom Party is doing it.
I like that, this idea of trying to bring back trust. I can remember actually a conversation with Al Gretzky that he was getting a little bit of flack in the London West by-election. And the reason for it was because he started off on vacation. The platforming and shaking hands, et cetera, he started off on vacation. And he said, listen, if I can't give my word to my family and keep it, how on earth are you supposed to trust me if I give you my word? And I thought,
was the famous annual Gretzky retreat and had been planned a year in advance and unfortunately coincided with the by-election. But of course, this year, it's a scheduled election that he's... That doesn't coincide and won't be coinciding. So he's out there right now. You'll see his signs out already. And he's out there shaking hands and talking to people and pushing forward the Freedom Party message. I think we're going to be well received. We got 5% for Al in that election. That would beat the Greens. It came close to the Liberals. The Liberals can't seem to get any purchase here in the London area for obvious reasons. And I don't think the PCs have been running particularly strong candidates either. We are. We're running an A team here, and I hope that people of Ontario know that.
Paul, let me ask you this question, and it's a very blunt question. What are the odds of you winning a seat? What are the odds of you winning more than one seat?
I don't believe in those questions can really be answered. Kathleen Wynne can't answer them. Tim Hudak can't answer them, and I can't answer them. It really depends on what the people of Ontario want, and I don't speak for them. They speak for themselves. But what I say to people is, look, sometimes they'll vote to... avoid having the Liberals come back in or push the Liberals out. The reality is that all of the MPs are gone right now. There are no MPPs right now. So that job's done. You don't have to vote to get out the Liberals. They're already out. The job now is to look ahead and say, okay, the train's coming down the track. Is it going to give me a lift or is it going to run me over? And I think the Freedom Party train, if you want to put it that way, is the one that'll give you a lift. The one that's going to run you over is the one that's promising. We have Tim Hudak out there on the one hand claiming he's going to balance the budget. On the other hand, he He's saying he's going to do it by, putting 100,000 Ontarians out of work. Well, what no one's telling you is that those are, in most cases, from what I understand, non-unionized employees, and they're each entitled to a severance package of probably between 50 and 100,000. I know that. That's what I do for a living for the last 17 years. And if you do the math on 100,000 times 100,000, you're up to $10 billion in severance packages. So here we go again. It sounds great on the surface, but if you scratch the surface, you see nothing but bleeding red ink underneath. And you won't see that with Freedom Party. We're not promising a billion jobs plan or a cutting off 100,000 people. You don't do it. You let natural attrition take place. Let people retire at their own speed. The government will accommodate the smaller role that it should have.
It really is kind of amazing the way that this provincial election has already started to take its turn, because you're absolutely right that it seems as though nobody's getting traction, and it just seems as though people are throwing their hands up in the air saying, well, now what do I do? What do I do now? And yep. It looks as though this is maybe that huge window of opportunity for you, sir.
I believe it's a window of opportunity for Ontarians and for the voters to finally get people in there who will say no to some. I mean, we're looking right now at 2015. Ontario is going to end up picking up the tab for the Pan Am Games. In 2009, when the bid was being made by some business interests to make Toronto the site for the 2015 Pan Am Games, the Liberals, the PCs, and the NDP all stood up in the legislature and said, yes, let's be the guarantors for overruns. The Liberals, the PCs, and the NDP, all of them. Freedom Party was out there with a campaign website. We still have it up in case you're interested. NoTaxForPanAm.com, but we were campaigning against using taxpayer funding to guarantee the cost overruns. They wouldn't listen. Now the taxpayers, the people who ended up having to pay for this Pan Am Games, will have an opportunity to say, not this time, folks, we're voting Freedom Party.
Really interested in see where we go from here. Will you and Al be in touch with me over the next little while? It'd be fun to kind of hear the traction that you guys start to get, especially in comparison to the, quote, big three that I'd be happy to throw you guys in there to make it a big 4, 5, 6 as the
Excellent.
Ontario Provincial continues on.
You just pick up the phone, sir, and we'll be all ears and all mouths for you.
Wonderful. Appreciate this greatly.
Take care.
Paul McKeever, again, leader of the the Freedom Party of Ontario, running up in London North. And that's one of the things that we're losing track of in this election, is there are options. We always go into these Ontario elections and we feel pinned in. We say, I have to vote for the Liberals, the PCs, or the NDPs. And we tend to forget, well, wait a minute. No. The way that our system is supposed to work is I'm supposed to vote for somebody that represents my area well. These are the people that are supposed to vote for, represent my voice in Queen's Park. And what ends up happening a lot of times is we sit there and say, yeah, but who's the leader? I like that leader. I'm going to vote for that leader. Well, now your local voice is gone. And I'm not saying you have to go out there and vote for Al Gretzky, Paul McKeever. I'm not saying you have to go out there and vote Green Party as a protest vote. But what I am saying is, here in London, Ontario, we want our London, Ontario vote. We want to make sure that our voice is heard in the Westmount area, in the Hyde Park area. We want to make sure that our unique problems are actually being dealt with in Queen's Park. And it drives me nuts to think that for some reason now we have to battle very hard against that knee-jerk reaction saying, well, yeah, but unfortunately I don't necessarily like this leader, or this leader's not going to do this. No. Trust the person. Trust the person. Just make sure the person you vote for isn't going to be sneaky, which happens way too much in these Ontario elections, doesn't it? Well, not just Ontario, Canada-wide. It is now, what time are we looking at here? We are looking at 3:20. The most excited man in all of London is none other than the man broadcasting the London Knights games. Mike Stubbs is going to be coming in here.